الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفاه، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من ألف المسجد ألفه الله، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, we have been discussing those things that are very primary and basic and yet very, very significant in the life of each and every mu'min. We had mentioned the central position of the masjid, the importance and significance of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we had also mentioned details regarding the adhan that is given, the call that is made towards namaz, and thereafter in preparations for our salat, the wudu that we carry out, the significance, the importance, the relevance that are related to wudu, and the great virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached to this simple action, what great rewards are there, this was also mentioned. Obviously, the next object, or the object of wudu, etc., which is the key to salat, is salat itself. And this is what the masajid are constructed for, primarily for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for salat, for the recitation of the Holy Quran, etc., and for acts of worship and devotion. After the wudu is made, now preparations are there to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should remember, at the time of azan, when hayya ala salah and hayya ala falah is called out, we are told to say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power and no might except with the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except the order of Allah. In other words, we are not in a position of complying with this command of coming towards namaz, coming towards success, but with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us and gives us the tawfiq, then only we can come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many occasions are there when a person hears hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah? At that point in time, there's an urge maybe to go and relieve himself, and he fails to come to the masjid. At that point in time, sometime the phone rings and there is some bad and sad news that comes and a person has to attend to that. At that point in time, something unforeseen happens and that person is not able to come. At that point in time, sometime physically he becomes disabled and cannot come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when you hear hayya ala salah, the call to come towards namaz and come towards success, then we remind ourselves that we come here not out of our own accord. We come here, it's only through the tawfiq and guidance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Person cannot carry out any good action, nor can he abstain from any evil action, but with the qudrat of Allah, with the power of Allah, with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After preparations are made, a person then intends to come now to the house of Allah. The hadith we find, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that this is no ordinary place. The masjids are no ordinary place. أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِرُهَا وَأَبْغَزُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. That the best places on the face of the earth are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the favor and respect, look at the favor and love and affection of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summons us and calls us towards the best place on the face of the earth, so that we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the best place on the face of the earth. Many of us sometimes are in our businesses, which according to the hadith are the worst places, though we go there out of necessity, but they're the worst places because we find a great amount of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place in the marketplaces, in the bazaars, in the malls, etc. And this place is the best place because we find a great amount of obedience takes place in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are summoned to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one hadith mentions, Al-Masjid Baytu Kulli Taqi. The masjid is the house and the abode of every pious person. Every pious person, this is his abode and this is his house. And this is how we should regard this place, yearning at all times to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a fish in the water, not like a bird in the cage, that yearning to come out of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you realize that this is the best place on the face of the earth, then we should be longing and yearning to come to this place and spend large amount of times in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if a person just sits here in the house of Allah and does absolutely nothing, there are great rewards in store for him. And apart from that, he is in the best place on the face of the earth, he is in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person that makes the wuzu at home and he comes out now to carry out his Faras Salat. The light of the hadith is like a person who has donned his ihram and now is going to the Baytullah. He's coming to the Bayt that is in his, the Baytullah that is in his vicinity. It's like that person who's going to the Baytullah, going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Makkatul Mukarramah to carry out the Hajj. This is his status and this is his position. And if he's coming here to read some Nafil Salat, it's like a person that has worn the ihram and now he's going to perform Umrah. Person that's going to perform Umrah, all of us go out and meet that person. Why? Because he's got a great status now. He's going to carry out a great ibadat. Person that comes to the masjid just to read a Nafil Salat, his position is just like that person that is going over the ihram and is going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, obviously, we know that we should make good intentions. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. Actions are according to one's intentions. And here's some of the opinion, a'malu bin innamal a'malu bin niyat, that action is according to the intentions that we make. If we make multiple intentions, then we get multiple rewards. Look at the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person is now coming out of the house of Allah. What is the object of leaving the house? Solely to carry out the faras salat. Salat is the prime objection that we should have. But together with that, we should have a whole lot of intentions when you come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to carry out the salat that is faras upon us. Together with that, we should make intention also of making amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, that if we find on the way some people, we will enjoin upon them the righteous things and will forbid them from doing evil things. We should make an intention of i'tikaf, sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the niyat of i'tikaf. We should make an intention of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make the intention of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make the intention of meeting our Muslim brothers and making salam to the Muslim brothers. We should make an intention for our forgiveness and entry into paradise. And we should make an intention that we are fulfilling the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this is in fulfillment of the order wa aqimus salah and establish the salah. The right way and proper manner is to establish it in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these intentions are made, for every single intention, we will be rewarded. We will not only be rewarded for needing salat in a masjid, but we will be rewarded here for sitting in the niyat, with the niyat of i'tikaf, for sitting in the masjid. We will be rewarded for making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be rewarded for meeting our Muslim brothers and greeting our Muslim brothers and bringing joy to the hearts, putting joy into the hearts of the Muslim brothers. These will be all the multiple rewards we'll get when we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet in the hadith we find that when Rasulullah tells us one hadith, the person who makes wuzu and comes out, who reads namaz in the masjid, his reward is multiplied 25 times. In some riwayats and some tradition, 27 times. That is because he makes masjid, he makes wuzu, a good wuzu, and he comes out only for the sake of performing his salat in the masjid. Then for every step that he takes, a sin is forgiven. And for every step that he takes, he is elevated one position and one status is in rank is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every step that he takes. Otherwise, for every step that he takes, there are two things that happen. One sin is forgiven and he is elevated one status by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is mentioned that we should take short steps. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to take short steps when coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, we find that there is an incident in the hadith. There was a tribe by the name of Banu Salima that had stayed far away from the masjid. And they had intended to come near and stay close to the masjid, close proximity to the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not happy that area of Masjid of Makkah or Madinah al-Munawwara should be deserted. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Ala tahsasibuna asarakum? Do you not make intention of your footsteps, the footsteps that you are taking and coming to the masjid? Do you not make intention of sawab and reward? Other words, remain where you are and come there, take this plentiful steps and abundant steps towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for every step you will be rewarded. For every step you will be rewarded." In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna azaman nasi ajran." The people that will get the greatest amount of reward are those people, ab'aduhum mamsham min al masjid, ab'aduhum. The people that are most far away from the masjid, they will get the greatest amount of reward for coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One riwayat is mentioned, "Man ghada ila al-masjid wa raha, 'adda Allah lahu nuzulahu min al-jannah, kullama ghada wa raha," or kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that every time a person comes out in the morning or evening to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we become, what do we become? We become the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I come to your house and you come to my house, we will try and entertain you in accordance to our means. We will try and give you something and entertain you and please you in accordance to our means. Here Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that when a person comes to the house of Allah in the morning or in the evening, then every time he comes, عَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُزُلَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for him an hospitality and entertainment for every time, كُلَّمَا غَدَى وَرَى. Every time that he comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him, so to say, an invitation, and Allah ta'ala will entertain him in paradise for every coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember Mawlana bin Nuri rahmatullahi once mentioning, had mentioned words which are found in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الْغُدُوَ وَالرَّحَاءُ وَرَوَاحُ وَالْمَجْرِ جِهَادٌ مِنَ الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. A person that comes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the mornings and evenings, this is also part of jihad in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a great action, the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine the entertainment that will be from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will be the shan and what will be the position of that entertainment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us? One tradition is mentioned by Hazrat Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu. There was one sahabi that used to remain, that should live very far away from the masjid. And every time in the mornings and evenings, when it was sunny, when it was dark, he used to come walk into the masjid. We exhorted him to take some conveyance and some camel or some donkey, etc., and come with it. Why is he coming from such a faraway place? He did not agree, and this was brought to the notice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired from him, what was the reason for this? What did he mention? He mentioned, رَجَوْتُ أَيُكْتَبَ لِي إِقْبَالِي وَرُجُوعِي إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. I intend, or I have this umid and hope, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will note for me, make down, write down for me the sawab and reward, iqbali wa ruju'i, coming to the masjid and going back to my house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for me all this as reward. Rasulullah mentions words to this effect, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written all that as a reward for you. So not only coming to the masjid is a reward, but even going back, walking back, the footsteps the person takes and goes back to his house, this will be also a great reward for him. Look at the graciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are supposed to get reward for our salat, but everything that is in preparation for salat, everything that is before salat, everything that is a prerequisite for salat, that is also written in our book of records as deeds, as good actions and as rewards for us. So a person that comes in, then there are various du'as. When a person leaves his home, he should read the du'a, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is not only for salat, but on all occasions. And what do we get for this? It's mentioned that an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces that you have been protected, all your needs are fulfilled, and you have been guided. Imagine you have been protected, wuqita wa hudita wa kufita. You have been protected from all evils, and you are guided, and all your needs are fulfilled. Those things that each person who leaves his house primarily needs. He needs the protection from all evil and calamities and misfortunes. And he requires that his needs should be fulfilled. And he requires to be upon guidance. An angel says, when he says, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, an angel replies and gives him this reply. Yet another dua that we had learned last night, we just read in our masjid, that there's one dua when a person reads when coming to the masjid, then 70,000 angels make dua for him. 70,000 angels make dua for that person who reads this dua. When he reads the dua, it's a bit of a lengthy dua that has been written in the masjid board, and inshallah will be printed and distributed, so that we all get the benefit of the 70,000 angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni as'aluka bihaqqi sa'ilina alayka wa bihaqqi mumshaya hadha. Lengthy dua. Part of the dua is, oh Allah, I have not come out here as a means of pride or ostentation or vanity, but I have come out اِتِّقَاءَ سَخَتِكَ وَابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِكَ. My coming out of your home primarily is to save myself from your wrath and from your anger, and to seek your pleasure. وَابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِكَ, and to seek your pleasure. And oh Allah, I ask you, أَنْ تُعِيزَنِي مِنَ النَّارِ, that you give me refuge from the fire of Jahannam, and you forgive my sins. So this is the primary object when you come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to save ourselves from the anger and displeasure of Allah, and to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that, to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forgiveness for our sins. So this should be uppermost in our mind. This should be our mindset, that we are going to seek the pleasure of Allah, save ourselves from the anger of Allah, and forgive our sins. No action should be carried out. No sin should be perpetrated while we are coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not cause inconvenience to any person whatsoever. We should remember the rights of the slaves or the bandas of Allah are so great that we should not try and violate the rights of any person when we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is our dua. We are coming to seek the pleasure of Allah, and we are coming to save ourselves from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many ways when a person does this, where he hurts the feelings of his fellow Muslims or fellow musallis. Firstly, sometimes we find people come here and stand at a place where shoes are to be taken out. People are standing there unmindful that there's somebody behind me waiting to put his shoes there, causing inconvenience to this guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has left his house to enter the house of Allah. Sitting there or standing in places of the entrance of the masjid, standing and talking there, inconveniencing people who want to coming in, who want to come in, or people that are already in salat, we are inconveniencing them because we are standing and chatting right at the doorway, or standing there on the veranda and speaking loudly, disturbing the musallis here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, parking in a place which is not supposed to be a parking area, or obstructing somebody and making long rakats of salat in a masjid and obstructing a brother who wants to come out. This is causing inconvenience to that Muslim brother that is coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely to worship Allah. So any action that can hurt the feelings of any other musalli, we should be take cognizance of this, that we are mindful that we don't hurt the feelings of any person because we are seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, coming into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not dressed in a proper manner, where are we going to? We are going to the house of the sovereign, greatest sovereign, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person is not dressed in a proper manner. He's dressed in a manner that is not Islamic. He's dressed in a manner that is against the Sharia. He's dressed in a manner where his headgear is not there. He does not have a topi when he comes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a reflection of our attitude towards the house of Allah. If we know where we are going to and where we are entering, then a person should ensure that his attire is proper and is befitting the place. Any person that goes to the court dresses in a proper manner, goes to the office, dresses in a proper manner, goes to a wedding function, dresses in a proper manner. Where can there be a greater place than the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Man is here with his jammies, going down into ruku and sajda sometime, lifting above his knees. Such tight-fitting clothing where parts of the body are revealed. One alim had mentioned that this person is like he's got no clothing at all, standing in the first saf and standing in front of people dressed in a manner with tight-fitting clothes where all the parts of his body are exposed. This is not proper. We should dress in a proper manner because we are coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People used to just start wuzu and the face is to become pale. Why? We are making preparations to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest court. That is the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then that fear used to grip the hearts. The awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to grip the hearts. So our dressing should also be proper. Our attitude when coming should also be proper. And we should come with complete dignity to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a person reaches the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned, there's various du'as to conscientize us and to make our mindset proper when you're coming to the house of Allah, especially if you understand these du'as. Person makes this du'as and comes to the house of Allah, then there are du'as when entering the house of Allah to read salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah. Whenever you enter the house of Allah, He is the one, the medium between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has brought this deen towards us. So when it's coming to the masjid, we make salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmatik. A place where the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abounds. The houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, open the doors of mercy. Not the door, the doors of mercy. Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmatik. Open the doors of mercy upon me. Our actions should also be such, do not draw the displeasure of Allah. Do not draw the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you come to a place where the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. We enter into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making these du'as. And once a person enters the house, like one of our respected teachers had mentioned, then you become a VIP. Any person, irrespective of his status in society, irrespective of his color, irrespective of his language, irrespective of his creed, of where he comes from, or his background, etc., irrespective of that, when he comes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes a VIP, a special guest of Allah. He becomes the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the duty of the host to love the guest and to honor the guest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honors this guest. How? When he sits into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namaz has not started still. Then the angels are appointed to make dua for that person. Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Irrespective of who he is, comes in a hadith, when a person comes into the masjid, sits down and waits for salat, then the angel says, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy for him. These are words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're absolutely true. And we ought to have complete conviction on this words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be convinced. And if you want the du'as of the angel of Allah, come as early as possible to the masjid and just sit here waiting for the salat, and the angels will make du'a for us. What greater honor than appointing those people that are completely sinless, completely free from sin, whose du'as are definitely to be accepted, to make du'a for us. What greater favor do we expect? What greater favor or what greater thing can we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than these great du'as? And there were great saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who not only heard this and said this, but had the full conviction. One occasion, one person mentions that they asked Allama bin Nuri rahmatul alayh, great muhaddis of his time, and one of our great teachers, they had asked him, Hazrat, you come to the masjid early and you sit down there after the azan. What do you do? Do you read any special wazifa? Is there any special dua that you do? What a remarkable reply he gave. What a heart-moving reply he gave. What a soul-stirring reply he gave. What did he say? He says, no, I sit there and say, Ameen, 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 Ameen. To what does he say Ameen? To the angels that are making dua for me, I say Ameen. The angels say, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. I sit, come early and sit, and I say Ameen to those duas. In other words, so much conviction that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, the angels make dua for you, I say Ameen to those duas. What is so difficult in saying that? We should also adopt this habit and say Ameen with full conviction that the angel is making dua for me, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. Not only that, the namaz takes about 5 to 7 minutes. A person is waiting here for 30 minutes. For example, for 30 minutes he's waiting for namaz. Then what is mentioned? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, as long as a person is waiting for salat, he is as if he is in namaz. As long as he is sitting and waiting for namaz, he is getting the reward as if already reading the namaz. Imagine the great virtue, may Allah give me first of all tawfiq and hidayah to come early to the masjid and sit and wait for namaz. While we are waiting for namaz, we are getting the reward of the entire namaz, even without reading the namaz. This is the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to this musalli. Normally this is mentioned in those riwayats, as long as a person is sitting and waiting for salat, then he gets this reward. Some riwayats we understand, even after namaz is over, and he's sitting on his place, and he's just sitting there, the angel continuously makes namaz, dua for him, oh Allah forgive him, oh Allah have mercy for him, till he does not break his wuzu, or till he does not hurt the feelings of any person. So this is what the important person he becomes when he comes into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he makes the house of Allah his abode, in other words, he frequents the house morning and evening. One riwayat is mentioned that give glad tidings to those people who walk in the darkness and comes to the houses of Allah of complete night and perfect light on the day of judgment. One riwayat is mentioned, shall I not show you something where your sins can be forgiven and where your status can be elevated? Then make wuzu upon difficulty and hardship. With difficulty and hardship, make wuzu. When it is difficult to make wuzu, a person is sick, for example, water is cold, etc., carry out and complete, make a perfect wuzu. And wa kasratul khuta in al masjid, and walk abundantly to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And intizarus salat, ibad al salat, after you complete one salat, wait for the next salat. This will be a means of elevating your status and the forgiveness of your sins. So walk into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming here and waiting. And if a person makes this house his complete abode, one hadith is mentioned that person you see frequenting the masjid, then fashadu lahu bil iman, then bear testimony that he is a mu'min. Person that comes morning and evening, bear testimony that he is a mu'min, he has iman in his heart. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, innama ya'muru masajid Allah man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama as-salata wa ata az-zakata wa lam yakhsha illa Allah fa asa ulaika an yakunu min al-muhtadin. The gist of which is this, that only that person will frequent and inhabit the masjid who believes in Allah and the last day and carry out salat and gives out zakat and does not fear anyone. And these are the guided people. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you see a person frequenting the masjid, coming often to the masjid, fashhadu lahu bil iman, then they bear testimony that this person has iman. And Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi, some person asked him such a nice question, and what a beautiful reply he gave. He said, oh Murshid, can you tell us, how do we know whether our salat is accepted? How do we know whether our coming to the masjid is accepted? He mentions that when a person comes to the masjid and thereafter he is guided to come again for the second time, then this is the open proof, inshallah, that his first salat is accepted, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow him in the masjid if he is displeased with him. Who will allow a person in his home that he is displeased with? We will not allow a person to come in our home if you are displeased with him. This that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to come to the masjid over and over again means the last namaz we carried out, inshallah, that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to come for the next salat. And for those people that frequent, that make the house their abode, inshallah we will continue. There are great virtues for those people that sit in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned the hadith, Al-Majjiru Baitu Kulli Taqi, that person that sits in the house, the masjid is the house of every pious person, is the abode of every pious person. So this coming to the masjid, frequenting the masjid, becoming a masjid person, a masjid wala, is a person that will be linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, linked to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should aspire to come frequently to the masjid, and we should yearn to come to the masjid and try and spend maximum time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in time, these times of fitna and fasad, when there's corruption and evil around us, we should try and spend maximum amount. Remember, one of my friends used to mention, I just come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I do absolutely nothing. I just come here and sit here. The type of peace and tranquility and serenity that I experience nowhere else. Why not? This is the house of Allah. This is the best place in the face of the earth. This is the place where the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rain down. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.